Like it's jump on Gucci, jump on Gucci.
Because of what he Gucci raps about. So now because Young Jeezy can rap a little bit better, that he gets a pass.
He also raps. I agree with you. I agree with that.
He doesn't get a pass.
Today on Dead End Hip Hop, Insanity. B straight from the D, bring you the latest on the Hip Hop Minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop Conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
All right, check it. This is B coming at you with the Hip Hop Minute. Let y'all know the most anticipated album coming out, Wiz Khalifa, Rolling Papers, March 29th. Also, we got the first female to drop a double album in Foxy Brown, Black Roses. Keep that locked. That's going to be a double LP, first time for a female MC. Also, we got Travis Barker album dropping, Get a Drummer Something. Got crazy, crazy features on there. Can't Snoop, Ludacris, Slaughterhouse, Yellow Wolf, just to name a few. I don't want to give out too much, but just to name a few. That's what's going on. Also, we got Murs performing at the Masquerade March 18th. The new Jadakiss mixtape, I Love You, dedicated to the fans. It's going to be a nice, nice mixtape coming at you sometime in April, May, but keep that locked because we're going to have a date for that one. In today's episode, we're skipping the artist spotlight. We're going straight to the part three of the Hip Hop Redefined. Make sure y'all keep that locked. Dead in Hip Hop.
To all you artists and hip hop heads out there, if you would like the opportunity to be featured on the show, simply join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We encourage any and all to participate as we build this community of hip hop thinkers and activists.
So you'd rather have Gucci on the corner selling drugs and killing the community versus online rapping dumb lyrics further.
Let me interject. But he has 50 of Gucci's on the corner that's listening to him, that's looking up to him,
right,
versus just him doing it. You know, these kids are actually These kids are actually going out here doing what they're rapping about.
Would you say Jeezy is a better MC than Gucci?
I would say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that.
What kind of, yeah, that's like...
No, because everybody's, because it's like, it's jump on Gucci, jump on Gucci, because of what he raps about. So now because Young Jeezy can rap a little bit better, that he gets a pass.
I agree with you.
He doesn't get a pass.
It's still garbage. It's still bullshit.
So what's wrong with Gucci?
He sucks.
That's what's wrong.
He sucks. He has an ice cream on his face. He sucks.
Hey, you know what? That's no sin.
Exactly.
Is it not wintertime?
It's like he's writing lyrics.
Just like he was saying.
That man's brilliant, man. He knew that winter was coming. He's like, yo, man. I'm about to trade. Just like Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, man, crossing the smoke like, still going to the Super Bowl. Gucci was like, you know what?
But that's like he was saying though. Gucci is more. A lot of these artists are more intelligent than they. You like Gucci, but I was reading an interview about Gucci, and he was talking about they was asking him about money. He was talking about investing. Why can't he put that on an album so the kid can hear? Investing.
Yeah.
You call trapping. You sell a rock to death.
He's
flipping.
No, man. See,
he's stock market game on the streets. I'm just saying. Investing can come in many forms, man. I'm just saying.
What's he flipping? What's he flipping?
I can't hear. I can't understand.
Yeah, exactly. He's talking about drugs.
Exactly.
But see, that's why I said if all of them went against this negative aspect of rap, then corporate would have no choice but to go with the positivity, and then we can change things. It's deeper than what they're just actually talking about. Like, they're affecting, like I said, genocide. They're affecting a whole host of youth out here that's looking up to them. Now, if they start rapping about education, like, if you had Nas, if the average rapper was like Nas or J. Cole, imagine that. and kids looking up to them. Instead of all this money going to fund prisons and probation officers and parole officers, we can use that for education.
But see, so, you know, but you listen to what he's saying, though, because the thing about it is this. It's like, even though...
Huh? Wait, what did you say? I see you making this difficult. You said listen to what he said.
But since the 80s, we've always had these gangster rappers talking about this crazy shit.
That is true.
It's just, it didn't get crazy until, like, what, 2000? Yeah. To where that was all you heard. But
so,
even,
so
but
what
we
happened?
Had your NWAs, we had your Ice T's. It didn't make me want to go out there and sell drugs. Exactly. I listened to this shit all day, though.
You had a mix, but you had a mix too.
He understood that that was just, I don't want to call it entertainment, but it was just, that was their lifestyle.
It was Tiny Toon
and Tiny.
All I knew
was
that I didn't want to be.
Yeah,
that
it
was
Tiny Toon and
them talking about what they experienced, but now.
So you think it was like them giving us the news? Like,
yes.
Like they was giving us the news of what's going on.
Yes, because we didn't have that. Okay. You know, we had Fresh Prince. We had, you know, Kid and Play. I still couldn't dance, but I had a hot top fade. But, I mean.
You had a hot top fade?
I had a big ass hot top fade with Fresh shaving the back of my damn head.
Bring me a picture, please.
No, ma'am.
Oh, so you flipped the hot top fade?
No, I went from a hot top fade to a Gumby. But think about it, though.
Mommy.
Back in those days, I was doing what the kids are doing now. Mm. In those days, I'm looking at TV. I'm looking at Kid and Play. I'm looking at Bobby Brown. I'm looking at Johnny Gill. I'm like, man, those dudes are the shit. I want to be like that. So I'm cutting my hair in all these stupid-ass shapes.
You can do
that.
From house party.
I could do the jump over the foot thing, man, because I was skinny. But I couldn't dance worth a shit.
I had a brother, so we could practice.
Sacramento, you know, we didn't really get down like that. It was all like Vietnamese and Mexican dudes. We were just hanging out. You know, we weren't dancing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Hilarious.
But it's all relative. You know, back then, you're looking at TV, you had different role models. Mm-hmm. But I was doing the exact same thing the kids are doing now.
And
now
you know
the
what?
Only role models they have are these
you had, yeah, you had a choice.
I agree with you on that. Choice. I agree with you because I look at Nicki Minaj as like the new version of Lil' Kim. Like when Lil' Kim was doing her thing, right. Females looking up to her just like how females look up to Nicki Minaj.
Who's better?
Mm-hmm.
Stole Kim's swag.
Doesn't matter who's better. We don't care.
I was in Lil' Kim though.
I don't even listen to Nicki Minaj.
But,
I
don't know.
Yeah,
I don't either.
She,
so
it's she,
kind
she
of hard.
She said something that offended me in the interview. She said she doesn't let her little brother really listen to her like that. But you because she don't want him to go down the wrong road, but you'll let all these little other girls listen to you without a care. You care about your little brother and you don't care about them. Just like
But that's only because she's emotionally
She's not emotionally invested to them kids out there.
She should be emotionally invested in the community, not be putting out the bullshit telling all these kids to go out there and be hoes.
Again. That's not her concern. As long as the checks keep coming in.
Yeah.
Right, but you know what?
I would have more respect for her if she would just come out and just. I remember this one artist who used to be with AMG called Boss. And basically, she just said, look, I am here to make money off this album, and then I'm going back to where I came from.
Exactly.
It sounds to me like this is what's missing. It sounds like we're missing a genre that cares and that really want to actually invest in not only the hip hop community, the rap community, whatever you want to call it,
like
but also in the future. Yeah, where are the Public Enemies or the X-Clan or the Terminator X? Because that's what I hear from you.
But that's the funny thing is they never went nowhere.
They went underground.
No, they didn't. They were forced underground. Because you know why? Because they weren't talking about that bullshit.
Yeah.
They kept putting albums out.
Corporate.
But it's not corporate. It's us.
So,
okay, how many of y'all have the last three albums?
So we lost Public Enemy with He Got Game.
No. We lost Public Enemy with, in my opinion, New World Order. That's when we lost Public Enemy. Nobody cared anymore. The album was great. The album was dope from start to finish, but nobody heard it because there was no money behind it. There was nobody saying, man, Public Enemy's got a new album out.
Mm-hmm.
Source wasn't covering. Source wasn't putting Flavor Flav and Chuck on the cover.
But did people really want to hear Public Enemy, though?
That's the problem. We don't want to hear Public Enemy. We want to hear bullshit like Burr.
So basically,
didn't want to hear it, though?
Because it didn't sell. It got no promotion. It got no record sales.
Corporate.
But they do that.
Distribution and marketing
but
comes
all based
from
on
corporate.
Us. It's based
corporate.
On us.
It's based on what we're
buying and what we're telling them that we like.
That's
if
true.
We're telling them that we don't want to hear politics, if we're telling them we don't want to hear realness, then yeah, corporate's going to be like, well, shit, the niggers want to hear about drugs and titties.
Let's
talk about drugs and titties on the fucking
So is it NWA's fault?
NWA's fault?
No,
because
NWA's
not at all.
that. Well, actually, you know what?
There was still
something. Let's think about because that gangster lifestyle.
I took it back a little bit because they were with that gangster lifestyle. But there was still. But there was still New Jack Swing at that particular point, and there was De La Soul.
There was different genres on that.
And then once those dried up, and then the only thing you still had is NWA.
Who was selling more at that time? Was NWA selling a little bit more?
All that shit was balanced back then. That's the part that people forget about. All that stuff was balanced.
After NWA, you still had good orders like Goody Mob and Outkast selling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were selling. They were still selling. Mm-hmm. It's just like you had to push harder, but now you have to push quadruple harder because.
What happened?
Honestly, you won't get in unless you put a bullshit track out.
So what happened to Atlanta?
The good stuff is on the album. The radio.
What happened to Atlanta hip hop?
LaFace broke up.
I'm telling you, when Erica left.
No, what happened to Atlanta? Because you had the Gucci Mob, the Goody Mob. You had. My bad.
That hurt.
That's the bird part.
Yeah. Gucci Mob.
I'm sorry. Woo! Sorry. God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
But you had Outkast, you had all so yeah, you had all of those guys that created real lyrics in the South where, you know, it really wasn't known for having that type of music. What happened to turn it into a trap game?
LaFace folded, Dungeon Family had it squabbling and infighting and broke up. Those are the two that I specifically remember, and then after that it was just
people doing it to get money.
I don't want to blame money for everything, but there is a kind of a narrow view for the way we used to be able to, like, I'm going to get out of the ghetto because I need to be an athlete or I need to sell drugs. Now it's like, well, athletes and drug dealers, that's no good anymore. I'm going to get my Pro Tools, put on a laptop, boom, 100,000 copies, I'm out this bitch.
But why can't we make it to where people can still do that, but they don't have to talk about bullshit? Why can't we make it to where you can grab your Pro Tools, you can grab your laptop, and you can make an album, but you're still talking about real shit? You're not talking about you being in the club every night. All
right, so...
Then that means we have to have more artists who are really going to stick to their guns and to say the things that they truly feel.
Okay?
I don't write anything that I don't feel. I don't ever sit down to write because I let it come to me because I want it to be natural. Mm-hmm. If I ever sat down and said, okay, I'm going to take an hour and write a song, it would be the worst crap I've ever written. It has to be organic. There is no natural sense to me in hip-hop today, period.
I agree.
But no.
You got J. Cole.
There are artists out there, but because their numbers are so small and their voice is so silent, it makes it very hard for you to focus on them.